welcome to Beer Untapped with Curry Miller. The fourth annual Beer and Bacon Festival was held in Hendricks, Minnesota, the Sunday before Labor Day. That blazing hot day featured 10 brewers from Minnesota and South Dakota, and we had a chance to talk to a few of them. Fernson Brewing of Sioux Falls is fresh off a gold medal winning performance for their farmhouse ale at the 2018 World Beer Cup. Brett Federal is South Dakota and Southwest Minnesota marketing manager for Fernson Brewing, and he was pouring beers at the Beer and Bacon Fest.
That World Beer Cup gold medal is awesome to have, you know, not only for us, but the state in general. And I think so many people look down on South Dakota for its beer production, and to be able to have, you know, a gold medal for the state is incredible. You know, both the state, the city of Sioux Falls, it's fun to have that support and to have other people, you know, give those congratulations for sure.
It also looks like Fernson is now number one in the state for beer production, having just topped Crow Peak.
The numbers just came out, and I think we are now number one. So it's exciting, and it's not about that. You know, it's more about being able to, again, bring good South Dakota beer and spread it across the region and hopefully at some point across the nation and, you know, at some point across the world.
For instance, packaged beer is pretty drinkable, nothing too wild and crazy. Brett says you'll find more experimentation if you visit Fernson Sioux Falls tap rooms.
We want to make beer for everybody, and that's almost impossible, but we do our best. So with a lot of our core stuff, true to style, but very drinkable. But now we've got the Seed Series out with our new 5-barrel system, and we're getting funky with it. You know, Blake is back there, and Derek as well, just really trying to push the envelope, doing a lot of hazy IPAs. We just did a lactose saison that is just phenomenal, and, you know, just want to push the envelope a little bit.
Yeah. Well, more on Beer and Bacon Fest, and we'll also check in with Wooden Legs when Beer Untapped continues.
And oatmeal stout, a nut brown imperial, the illest is the double IPA, the real heads, oh no, a Bollywine, Dunkin' Buckle, or Trapper Stale. Education is the real indicator.
Are you
of
a brew head? I'm a brew head. Are you a brew head?
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're talking with some of the brewers who were part of the fourth annual Beer and Bacon Fest in Hendricks. Talking Waters Brewing of Montevideo, Minnesota, a very small brew pub making some very good beers. Nick Patton is co-owner and head brewer. He says they've started packaging and distributing beers faster than they ever expected.
Going really well for us. We're growing a lot faster than we had originally anticipated. Having fun as we do it, though. Getting beer out into smaller packages, so doing a little bit more distribution. Originally, our game plan was to get most of our beer out of the tap room, but being able to get our beer to people outside of Montevideo has been kind of nice. So getting beer into 16-ounce cans and then picking up keg accounts in restaurants and bars and things like that has been pretty beneficial for us.
Their first canned beer, a cream ale called Farmer's Tan.
We're saying that nothing says a Minnesota summer like a Farmer's Tan, and I think a lot of people can relate to that. And so hopefully it can become a beer that really represents rural Minnesota well. Yeah, so Farmer's Tan is going out into cans, and then as we kind of move forward, Square Nail IPA will go into 16-ounce cans as well, and then we'll start piecing in some of our seasonals.
If you visit the Talking Waters Tap Room in Montevideo, you're going to find a variety of styles that will likely include at least a couple of IPAs.
We try to have IPAs that are high in flavor, a lot of aroma, right? A lot of hoppy goodness going on, but especially for our crowd and making beers that are accessible to our community, trying to back off on the bitterness. And I think that's a trend we're seeing a lot with the hazy IPAs as well, is lowering that bitterness, getting as much hop flavor and aroma out as you can, making a really exciting beer that way, but not overdoing it on the bitterness and not killing the palate that way. So we try to do that, and I think it's been successful for us.
Beer and Bacon Fest, a great time again this year. We'll hear from more of the breweries in attendance on next week's show. Now let's stop by Wooden Lakes Brewing of Brookings. Seth Cook says they're now serving the latest in their Pub Keep series of beers from Pub Keep Jenna. Indubitably is an IPA with lemon and orange peel, big on citrus, low on the bitter.
When the Pub Keeps receive their beer server certification through the Cicerone Institute, we allow them to design their own beer, and they get to design it to their specifications, and we work with them. And it's a really exciting project because it gives them a chance to learn more about the brewery, to learn more about the process, and also gives us some opportunity to explore some of the fringe or some of the edges of what people want to make. And I guess what's kind of cool about this one is this is the first time that we've used hops, all of the hops exclusively, that were grown locally here. So we've used dry hops before, and we've used small amounts of hops or even large amounts of hops in our beers that are grown locally. But this one is exclusively brewed with hops from Hoppy Trails. They're just outside of Sioux Falls. They're actually over in Iowa. But we use Chinook, Tahoma, and Cascade hops. And again, all of these were grown less than 100 miles from here.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.